cabinet service. Morgan Stanley analysts estimated that the lockout cost Disney about $30 million a week. Alphabet, which owns YouTube TV and Google, is a financial supporter of NPR. Matt Bloom, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Travelers at the Kansas City International Airport earlier this month may have been exposed to measles. KNBC reports that the Kansas City, Missouri Health Department announced a confirmed case of measles in a Kansas resident who visited KCI on November 5th between 2 a.m. and noon, and again in the early morning hours of November 10th. Anyone who is exposed would likely develop symptoms between November 12th and December 1st. Measles is a highly infectious respiratory disease, but the risk of getting sick is very low for people who are vaccinated. Several federal agencies say they will be expanding their presence in Kansas. Meg Britton Mellish has more on yesterday's announcement.
Wichita will be the Kansas headquarters for an FBI and Homeland Security Investigation Task Force. Four Midwestern task forces will focus on cartels, foreign gangs, and transnational criminal organizations. Mark Zito with Homeland Security says his agency is considering using space at Wichita State as the task force office.
Every federal agency and all the state and local partners all sitting in workstations, all in the same room, so that we're working the cases together. That's how things have to work for the future. This is the future of law enforcement.
Members of the Kansas Task Force include Wichita Police, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Marshals, the IRS, and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
And in sports, Kansas State travels to Stillwater. They play Oklahoma State at 11 o'clock this morning. KU football has a bye week. The KU men's basketball team hosts Princeton at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Allen Fieldhouse. The KU women and Missouri women play at 6 o'clock this evening at the T-Mobile Center in downtown Kansas City. And in women's soccer, KU advances to the second round of the NCAA tournament after their win yesterday over California Baptist 3-1. Mostly sunny skies in our forecast for today. We've got cloudy skies right now. We're looking for highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the north this afternoon. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Yes, you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, for years, women in Iran have been arrested and harassed when they go out without their heads covered. But now, Iran is targeting the cafes where they gather. That just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for KPR's Big Band Christmas on Saturday, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out, so get your tickets now at the Liberty Hall box office or at Ticketmaster.com. Then join us for Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming mostly sunny today. Highs expected in the mid-70s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 60s. Under cloudy skies, it's 61 degrees in Atchison, 65 in Chanute, 59 in Emporia, 58 degrees in Manhattan, 60 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Their relatives in the U.S. had hoped to share their good fortune.
I did good over there. I did business. I'm an honest man.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We hear from U.S. citizens in mourning on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Is Kansas really a collection of savage lunatics? Someone in the new movie Train Dreams thinks so. We'll hear from director Clint Bentley coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Also, the Blues Brothers are back. That story also ahead here on KPR. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today, but we've still got some clouds throughout the area. Highs today in the mid-70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Sunny and cooler tomorrow. Highs in the lower 60s. It's 61 in Lawrence, 61 in Emporia, 60 degrees in Manhattan, 62 in Atchison. This is KPR.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from this, from Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at cigna.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today. We still have some clouds throughout the area. Looking for highs today in the mid-70s. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s, and then sunny and cooler for tomorrow. Highs only in the mid-60s. It's 63 degrees in Emporia, 62 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It was the document release people have been clamoring for years. And once we finally got to see them, everybody was like, unrelease them, unrelease them. We'll ask about what we can never unread. Plus, actor and comedian Tiffany Haddish goes on a short trip with us. And Bill Curtis, a Marine, tells us how he feels about Veterans Day.
This day is high key my jam.
We'll ask who really was excited to mark the occasion on our quiz, which comes up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Trump has removed tariffs on a list of items, including SNOW and What's Coming Next. Daily global reporting, podcasts, and videos at economist.com/NPR.
This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. We still got some clouds throughout the KPR listening area this morning, but our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s. It's 64 in Atchison, 67 in Cloudy in Chanute, 63 in Manhattan.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of... Nasty
aftertaste. A special feature on the Kansas Music Hall of Fame this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in the Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday, November 22nd. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Mostly sunny skies today. We still have some clouds in the area. Highs today in the mid-70s. It's 65 in Lawrence, 66 in Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware...
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 68 in Emporia, 66 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm lying underneath the covers.
And a stressed out new mom struggles to cope. That's when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
The Moth is supported by BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. And by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance. From car insurance quotes to buying, Progressive Insurance offers a variety of ways to stay protected. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. And from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s. This is KPR.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX to ask about a painful time in his family history. That's when the Moth Radio Hour continues.
Support for the Moth comes from Storyworth. Each week, Storyworth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, they'll publish family memories into a bound book to keep forever. Learn more at storyworth.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com. We've got more of the Moth Radio Hour coming up, and then stay with us for This American Life coming up at noon. Today on This American Life, living in a family, everyone sees things a little differently, remembers things a little differently. Under One Roof, coming up on This American Life at noon today on Kansas Public Radio.
This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX. I'm Catherine Byrne.
This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was produced by me, Jay Allison, and Catherine Burns, who also hosted and directed the stories in the show. Co-producer, Vicki Merrick. Associate producer, Emily Couch. Additional Grand Slam coaching by Jennifer Hickson. The rest of the Moth leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Sarah Austin-Jeunesse, Meg Bowles, Kate Tellers, Jennifer Birmingham, Marina Kluche, Suzanne Rust, Brandon Grant, Inga Gladowski, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Aldi Kaza. Moth stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Stellwagen Symphonette, Chad Lawson, Michael Hedges, Richard Hagopian, Blue Dot Sessions, and The Westerlies. You'll find links to all the music we use at our website. We receive funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story and everything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, living in a family, everyone sees things a little differently and remembers things a little differently. Under One Roof, coming up on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care for all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas are now on sale. Join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for an evening with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra and special guests. We'll hear Casey Jazz and holiday songs. Get your tickets now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. You can find out more at KansasPublicRadio.org, and we'll see you December 13th at Liberty Hall at our Big Band Christmas Party. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the north this afternoon with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. It's 71 in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Manhattan, 70 degrees in Topeka.
Hi, everybody. Ira here. My voice is weird today. I feel fine.